Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem.
Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
Couples have more sex on vacation. From the Duh file. Anybody that has a relationship when they got kids in the house, no matter who they are, how old they are, when you're alone on vacation, you have a hotel with your wife and you're by yourselves, yeah, you're going to have more sex. Or your partner, if you're dudes or whatever like that. You're going to, or girls for that matter, if you're hot.
Yeah, alone on vacation.
It says couples that are on vacation have more sex. Yeah, they do. I mean, I'm not even click on the story. Of course you do.
If you're not alone, it's a lot harder if you're, the kids are in the room.
When you were down in
the You're like, hey, what about the bathroom? Like, you don't have,
that's a tough sell. You had 16 people in that condo, right? They'd have heard you moaning from the paper-thin walls anyway, right?
I might have just been moaning in my sleep.
Yeah, this is a survey of 2,000 people, and this says the people, when they're home, reported having sex twice a week. On vacation, that was up to four times a week.
How about with
our situation, there's a dog, too, in the bed,
Yeah. Are they bringing in other couples? Are they doing anything fun?
Let the dog look at it.
Couples on vacation have more threesomes.
Doesn't get into that, but it does give the most likely places for vacation
couples,
sex.
On vacation, do more swinging.
On the beach, done that. What's a beauty spot?
I was confused there, too.
Is that the butthole?
It's gotta be.
Must be something just beautiful outside.
Maybe some outdoor beautiful.
Oh, sure.
It doesn't make any sense though, because number three is field. So why would they pick beauty spot? I think that's butthole.
Well, field's not necessarily beautiful.
Not on the list. Location.
The beauty spot might be a little picnic.
Public place such as a park. Yeah, but you see, I still don't understand where. I guess beauty spot means something else is beautiful, but it's not the beach.
Like a cliff overlooking the ocean or something.
Be careful with that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go beyond the barrier.
Top of a mountain on the ATV.
In the pool. I've never done it in the ocean. I mean, I've made out in the ocean, but I've never done it in the sea. I've done it in the pool. A lot of salt water in the sea there. I don't think the going to go anywhere in the salt water.
Beach is overrated, too.
It's still fun.
Lots of sand in your ass.
You got to. No.
We're picking sand out of your
ass. Be on top, Todd.
Right, for days.
Yeah. Todd is a power bottom, so I can see why the sand
gets I don't care where you are. There's going to be sand in your ass.
Yeah, there was a blanket, but you're right.
Yeah, somebody's getting that.
You'll get a little bit. Well, yeah, but you lay on a blanket and do it. You don't do it right on the beach.
No, the sand gets on the blanket.
All right. River Lake did that. Not in a river. River's going too fast.
Well, this says next to a river or lake.
Oh, I thought it was in a lake.
Oh, you can do it in a lake.
I did in a lake, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I would worry about whatever else is in that lake.
Well, we were drunk. It was after a wedding. It was bridesmaids. It was crazy.
Oh, okay.
So nobody really cared about anything. We're all
stripers.
We're all like 24.
A lot of stripers. Yeah. But, they really don't bother you.
No. Okay. Well, good enough.
I see your balls hanging there. They might.
Oh, yeah. That may be an attractive lure.
I wasn't planning on it.
Especially if they're all blinged up. If they're blinged up, like a lure.
Yeah, if they started biting my balls, I would go and invent a lure that looked like my balls.
We'll bring it up tomorrow.
Sure, and I would give some to Tyler Walsh and say, hey, these are good for stripers. How do you know? They were biting my balls.
You had sex on the mountain, Todd, I'm sure. You guys camped on the mountain. You probably had sex on the mountain, right?
Probably.
Oh, balcony. I've done a balcony, too. Yeah, that was in my apartment, though.
I think we've seen people having sex on a balcony in Vegas.
Balconies are there's no balconies in Vegas. Remember,
you're right.
No,
I was going to say they don't even let you open the windows.
Right, people hurl themselves.
That's
off.
Why
you got to be at like some beach resort or something to get a hotel room with a balcony, don't you?
Yes, the balconies are beaches
or a mountain resort.
Yeah,
okay, that too.
We had them in the mountains.
That too.
Yeah.
I bet that happens on cruise ships a lot.
There you go.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
That would be nice. The balcony.
Yeah.
Just the ocean. That's a way you could be at the ocean and not have sand anywhere.
Nightclub or pub toilet.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, not really. Didn't go full on in there once, but that involved drugs,
But
too.
You made out?
Yeah, with a stripper at a overnight club bag. I'm just spilling my guts here now. Glory days. I was younger, a lot younger.
Was there blow involved?
Oh, yes. What do you think? Of course there was.
Just guessing here. Just got to ask the
question.
I think
I told you that story years ago. That was way years ago. Mile High Club on the plane. Never did that. Never did the plane thing, you know, because I've never flown privately, or I would.
No, a regular plane,
you have to get in there and bang in there somehow, you know.
You got to go to the bathroom, right. Or it's got to be like a red eye.
And hair lip. With nobody on it, right.
Yeah. Now, Todd, this to your question earlier, it says here, 78% of women and 82% of men said they like to try new things sexually with their partner when they're on holiday. So that could be the threesome you were looking for there.
Yeah, or the swinging.
That could count.
Oh, yeah, the wife swap, right.
Sex in the middle of the day, most popular time to do it while you're on vacation.
Oh, yeah, that's why people. Yeah,
yeah, because you can't do that normally most of the time.
No, right.
You know, it's different and new.
Yeah, but that seriously cuts into the golf time.
Are you out?
That's very romantic.
You wouldn't have said that 20 years ago.
No, I probably wouldn't have.
I'd love to bang you, honey, but my 9 irons are calling.
Right. Yeah. Can't we just golf?
Yeah, I'm too tired to golf after I bang you. So can't we just golf? Okay, on a beach, did it there. How about a beauty spot? Well, let's pick a beauty spot means somewhere else.
Like a scenic overlook or something?
Yeah, I did. Anything you think consider beautiful, okay. I don't know what field means there, but a football field could mean something. I did it on a football field.
Or a field, like if you're just like on a hike somewhere and there's just kind of a clearing.
I'm thinking like a cornfield.
Ooh, I don't think that'd be a good idea.
I would say a football field or baseball field, same thing. I'm just using the word field there.
Yeah.
You know, a park, but that would kill two birds with one stone. A park and a baseball field, a football field, usually in the same area. The pool or the sea and a lake or a river. These are next to, but either way, I'm counting.
These are getting redundant now.
I'm trying to see what I've done. All right.
The lake seems gross to me.
Lakes are usually gross. It probably was gross.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd probably want to do it next. This says next to a
lake.
But
I wasn't taking it.
Unless it's like a...
pussy.
Those alpine lakes are pretty clean, but they're cold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a problem.
They're not full of algae.
The toilet is gross no matter what toilet you're in, unless it's your own house, but I don't know why you're being.
That's what
house.
I hear when I'm on vacation with my wife a lot, because it's usually with the kids, so the bathroom is the option.
Okay, like, yeah.
She knows. I think she also knows what I'm bringing to the table. It's going to be better in this bathroom?
it's not a bar bathroom, though. They're nasty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even a hotel room, the bathrooms are clean.
Yeah, but they're a little more exciting.
All right.
Your home bathroom. Right. You got to want that feeling of getting caught. And the last people you want to catch you are
your kids.
Someone inside the house.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In there. See dad's lures hanging between his legs there.
I grossed my daughter out. She didn't catch me doing anything, but she was doing it. It was like some social media thing where you ask somebody what their occupation is and then like, what's the freakiest thing you've done? And she's like, what's the freakiest thing you've done? And I was just like, ask your mom. And she's yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah. That's the one you're supposed to get.
You also shouldn't ask your parents that.
You shouldn't.
That's more of a man on the street type thing.
No.
Thanks everyone for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, sausage patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
We got close to that conversation in Colorado. My kids are, you know, old enough to start talking like that, and 20 and 17, or 19 and 17, and we're sitting there talking about how me and their mom met, and then how many, I guess college kids call them, we called it number of partners, number of sex partners. What'd she call it?
Body count?
That's it.
Yeah.
They call.
You didn't sound happy that you know that.
No, I know.
I saw something that popped up somewhere recently.
Yeah. They call it body count now. We called it. What we just called girls we banged, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it was ever.
No.
It wasn't some kind of
exclusive list,
right? And then I realized we're having too much of a conversation here. My daughter asked me what my body count was. I said, we're not going to go.
How much
there.
Time you got?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I alluded to that fact, but I said, we're not going to go there.
Make another drink and ask again.
Yeah.
We know Jennifer Coolidge is over 200.
Yeah.
We learned that last week.
Yeah, from playing Stifler's
mom.
Thanks to, mom,
what is it, American Pie?
Yep.
Yeah.
American Pie.
Yeah, Stifler's mom. I like this stat here. It says that about a third of both men and women have ended a relationship right after vacation with citing bad sex as the most common reason.
Huh?
So vacation sex.
Well, that means there's a new
put a dagger
that's
in the relationship.
That's a new relationship. Yeah. Man. Nobody leaves after, like, if you're together 10, 12 years, you have a weekend of bad sex, you're not breaking up.
No, but that's a good little test of compatibility.
Oh, in the beginning.
Right, to take a vacation.
Right. Yeah.
Because Christy and I went on a vacation about 2 months after we met.
And you rocked that world,
oh,
right?
I must have.
Yeah. Do the crane dance, Todd.
Naked crane dance.
That's a good idea. I didn't think about it. Crystal and I took a vacation maybe, we'd been dating for maybe 4 or 5 months, and we took a vacation.
And you rocked
together.
Her world, man.
Yep. Oh,
obviously.
With your big feet.
Obviously. She's still with me.
Right. And she didn't tug on your balls?
Not then. No, that was later.
I mean, to cover up.
Not for sleeping
purposes.
She didn't
think they were a blanket.
Yeah. No, that was maybe a year or two later.
Probably more gentle tugging.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the
I can see that, though. If you had not great sex leading up to this, like, oh, maybe the vacation sex will be better. But if it's not good on vacation, right, it's not going to be good.
That could be
anywhere.
The deal breaker.
You're right, because you're in a hotel. If it's a beach, you're coming off the beach, you're feeling, I don't know, it's always maybe horny at the beach. Take a shower, get all the crap off of you, get naked on the bed there. Stop looking at me when I'm talking like
yeah.
that. Jesus, I got my readers on looking up at right. puss. That was really weird.
You want to go to the beach?
Puss was staring right at me when I said.
You were talking.
All oiled up at the beach. I look up at the puss and my readers on.
You were talking.
Sorry, I was looking at the guy who was talking.
Not a good idea.
I got to stop looking at you then when I'm talking that hot. That turned me off.
Well, the nice thing about the hotel room is you don't have to put clothes back on.
No.
Yeah, and the first vacation we took together was a super test because it was on a cruise ship in a room about half the size of the studio.
Right.
I mean, those rooms were not big at all. If you can get along in that cramped, tiny little space,
I'll tell you something. We did it for the first time, which is crazy because I can't now. You guys know me now, which is pretty hilarious. But we got together in November. My wife and I. She moved in November. I think that March, we took our first trip to Jamaica, but we had been living together. We went to Jamaica, and that's the first time I just let one rip in front of her, was in Jamaica.
Wow, that's a long time.
And I don't know why. I was never one of those kind of guys that I didn't think I had to hide it because we were living together, and we were together, so I don't even know why it took that long, but I let one rip. And,
instinct.
That might have been it. I think I'm just going to let one rim, I'm just going to fart
like
in the room.
We were talking about,
like,
you know, when we have Jesse May Peluso.
But
here.
I lit up that Jamaican room.
We tried to suppress our farts a little bit. I had to do that at yoga class on Friday.
Oh, you did?
I was fart suppressing throughout most of class.
Yeah.
I guarantee I didn't wait 4 or 5 months to fart in front. No,
I don't think you should. I didn't know why. I just, for some reason, I remember she said, I farted in Jamaica. That's the name of my new book, by the way. I farted in Jamaica. Mike got his groove back. So, Todd, you bent over. Was it downward dog usually which makes you fart? Or is it upward thrust?
I'm trying to think of it. There's no particular pose.
How do you hold your butt cheeks together when you're doing a lot of those poses?
Like I'm doing now.
No, you're not.
I'm clenching right now.
Todd, I wonder if you knew how many farts there were going to be once you started. You knew you had to just hold off before you open up the turd gate and just
this is just
let
beginning
it go.
Of the avalanche.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they're playing a little music, so I wait for some crescendo in the music.
Oh, he's talking about it.
Really?
To throw the tester out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like the music playing right now. Okay,
and that's a tester. So if you're somewhere where everybody hears you fart and the test fails, then you just have to like roll up your mat and leave. Everybody's going to know.
Oh no!
You've crapped yourself.
You walk out like you.
But you know the loud ones don't smell are probably better than a yoga place in somebody. You ever leak in there and just reek?
Yeah, but you don't want to be loud.
But would you rather just let it seep around?
Yeah,
they know it's you, right?
Yeah, I would.
They know it's you if you're the only guy in the place.
Women fart too.
I know, but they don't smell like guys do for some
reason.
Women
fart too. Don't give them a pass.
I don't.
That's not what they're going to think when yoga class smells.
No, it's Todd.
True.
Yeah, that's a Todd. Take five for Todd. You farted back there.
Yeah, you because know, they won't comment if it just smells. If it's loud, then everybody hears it, and everybody's got to giggle, and I got to say, sorry.